Day 63 or March the 4th. Retire or not? That is the question. Our thoughts today are from Joshua chapter 14 verses 11 and 12. I'm still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out. I'm just as vigorous to go out to battle now as I was then. Now give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day. You yourself heard then that the Anakites were there, and their cities were large and fortified. But, the Lord helping me, I will drive them out. First, the big picture surrounding these verses. There is much detail about land boundaries given in the book of Joshua. These are exciting days for the children of Israel, and God wanted there to be no doubts that each tribe was given their due allocation, which confirmed God's fairness and sense of equality. Now our action step for today. Caleb, who was 85 years old when the land was being divided amongst the tribes, had a privileged place as one of the two faithful spies who survived the wilderness wanderings and were then able to enter the promised land. He was offered a portion of land, and Joshua, his fellow spy, allowed him to choose. As an old man, Caleb acted like a youngster. He didn't want an easy path, but preferred a challenge. None of this retirement stuff for Caleb. None of this easing down due to old age. What an example to all of us. Of course, we are not all physically able to respond like him, but the principle of keeping going for God is clear. A question many are asking today is, how old will I be before I'm able to retire? If Caleb were here, he would interject and demand a testing job that, with God's help, he would be able to do to the glory of God. Retirement is not a biblical concept. Some may point to Numbers chapter 8, verse 25, which reads, "And they must retire at the age of 50. But read on into the next verse, which tells us, "After retirement, they may assist their fellow Levites by serving as guards at the tabernacle." So biblically, a change of job is allowed, but an inactive retirement doesn't seem to be an option.